nuclear attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, February 16, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us again this magnificent Monday is the author of the book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed, A through Z. Rick Randall's on the line calling in from where are you at this morning?
Good morning, Randy. Today we are in Great Falls, Montana. So the purpose of the last week or 10 days was my young buddy was 9 when I met him. His brother Aaron was 10, 9 and 10 when I came to Charlevoix. And he joined the Air Force, and now he's been moving from Great Falls, Montana, Malmstrom Air Force Base. He was originally there, moved to Destin, Florida, then moved to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. And I flew into Fort Leonard Wood on Friday. And we started driving on Tuesday, got out here on Thursday night, moving in the apartment, third floor. Oh, my goodness, Randy.
you're not as young as you thought you were, huh?
Yeah, we put in 2 solid days, and, you know, yeah, you're right. You're thinking, oh, boy. Anyhow, yeah. I'm thinking about a hot tub and a serious massage right now would be helpful.
Right. Hey, what's the weather like there in Great Falls, Montana?
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. We've had sunshine and blue skies, and it's about 40 degrees. But I'm kind of guessing it was 50 the other day. We had incredible driving conditions. You know, we were pulling a car on a trailer, Trucker Randy. I said we're novice truckers at best, you know.
Right.
So we were pulling that, and he and I just took turns driving, and we talked a lot and made just good time, and it was just a really good experience. And then now we're moving into his apartment. He's got a weight room, you know, so a workout room. We had to lift all that stuff up the stairs and whatnot, but we've completed that task, and now we're moving on. And the washer and dryer just showed up today, so good things are happening.
For sure. Good, good, good. Well, we appreciate you joining us from out there in Montana. One of the things that I love about your book, and Missy talked about it today, actually, in her segment, talking about the game of life and how to play it. It's a good book. And she mentioned it, and she said, you know, it's all about, you know, the words, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and then your superconscious mind, something that she believes in the book says is in that book says that's God. That's that little voice that talks to you and the programming that God wants you to live your life by and some ideas and desires that come into your thoughts. But ultimately, Rick, it also is reinforced by the words we speak. The concept of words is basically what I'd like to have you talk about today.
So it's in our, we did this, you know, 25 years ago with the coloring book. We were talking about that. And just the whole idea of the words that you use in your life are so important. How you say things, what you say. There's so much power in the words that you use, both directions, right? And so if you're, and you know, I'm a pass the positive kind of guy, and I was listening to, Tony Robbins the other day, and he was talking about, it's just not all positive, you know, it's this and this. And he came around full circle. I mean, I have tremendous respect for Tony Robbins, and that guy has just affected so many lives in such a fantastic way. But it was just kind of funny. I'd love to have a conversation with him and just learn from him, you know, more. But it was all about just basically how you think. Your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. And
again, we're going to hold it right there, Rick. You got to look at the clock.
Sorry,
all right, buddy. Okay. Yep, no problem. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Very good.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, staying through the break, is author Rick Randall talking about words as a concept. That's what I want to talk about specifically. The concept of words, Rick, the book, exactly what it was when you sat down to write it, and the basis for basically the book, and why you feel this concept needs to be better understood by people?
Well, just here's a good example. If I say love, you know, what happens to the cells in your body? If I say hate, what happens to the cells in your body? What happens to the way you think? And so you want to maximize the impressions on your prefrontal cortex with as much positive things or as much good words as you can. So, you know, your thoughts, your behavior, and your emotions are all determined by the words that you use in your life. When we did a bracelets, when I put my bracelets together, and I picked 8 bracelets, and we used 8 words, and it's past the positive on one side, and it says the red bracelet is love, and the pink bracelet is hope, and then the rainbow bracelet is faith, and the rainbow bracelet is just faith is a great word, and that's the believing in the rainbow after the thunderstorm, and then yeah. The power of believe, and so I called all these words. So is love, hope, faith, believe, life, purpose, peace. And I wrote, and what I wrote about was the power of love, the power of hope, the power of all those words. And then I wrote, you know, what that meant and what that was really all about. And then the 8th bracelet was unstoppable. And so, you know, if I say no to you versus yes to you, your whole mindset is different. And so when you have the power of those 7, love, hope, faith, believe, life, purpose, peace, then that gives your life the power of unstoppable. And that's true for the words that you use. And you know, unstoppable just means overcoming. The definition in my book of success is overcoming. And so, you know, everybody has different definitions of what success means to them, but overcoming is a pretty effective word for one word definition. So I wrote this. I'm going to read this to you. This is the poem for visualize. So I wrote the word visualize is one of the words in the book, and that's picture, imagine, envision, conceive, imagination, dream. So visualize is, could you imagine going on a vacation but not sure where you would like to go? I decided to just sit and think about it. Turned out to be quite a show. I was visualizing a beach and the ocean crashing in. I was thinking I was already there. Let the fun begin. This is also true when you visualize your road trip to success. Visualize the best case scenario. Let the universe do the rest. Visualizing is realizing. It is just a mental movie away. Visualize the future and watch your future unfold that way. Do you remember the book, The Secret? Several years ago.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Jack Canfield was actually the co-author, and I don't remember the author's name, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that. But it was really all about, and it was an old concept that this lady and Jack Canfield turned into something new called The Secret. And The Secret was just all about what could be possible in your life. And what they did was they suggested that you create a vision board. And so you put pictures of things that you'd like to see happen in your life, and you put it on this board. Well, it's kind of like the same idea as setting goals. And when you're setting goals and you start writing down a goal list, stuff just gets done. When you write something down and read it, it's amazing what gets done. So that was the game of life, and that was what I talked about was my life. Missy's all over it. And so my game is called My Life, and it's just a game that you play. And what how the game goes is that you sit down and you try to write 100 goals for your life. And that's a lot of goals, but you'd be surprised. And there's short-term goals, and there's weekly goals and monthly goals and yearly goals, you know, that type of thing. So, but the fun part about it is when you write that stuff down and you read it, it starts to happen. And again, we talk about God, the universal energy. I mean, it's this most magnificent source that's all around us to make our life a really cool experience. And so pay attention to the words that you think, you know, or the words that result from what you think or what your thoughts are. And then you go, hey, I'm not sure if that's a great thought. So, you know, rewind, rewrite, and replay a better thought. Well, you have to have good words to do it. You know, you have to, and that's what my book is all about. And there's thousands of words out there. I've got 24,000 words in my book, but 107 of them are the good words. And then right. In that, then there's the definition of the good words. And that's, you know, that's more and more good words. And so remember we talked about the bag of words that we live from. Is about 1,500 words, and so on a daily basis. And so you think, man, you want to fill that bag with as many good words as you can. And so your prefrontal cortex is the front part of your brain. It's the executive center of your brain. It's the part of your brain that gives you the will to live. It gives you the excitement about your life. It's really good stuff, but it's exposed to, and it's very susceptible to what you put into it. So when you're exposing yourself to good stuff, when you read like the Bible, when you're reading the Bible, when you're reading good books, when you're reading just good stuff that you identify with and resonate with, then your prefrontal cortex gets a little fuzzy, so to speak, you know, warm and fuzzy, and your life takes on just a whole different direction. I've been spending time with Isaac and other people, and you listen to how they say certain things, and I look and I think, okay, is that the bright side, or is that just another way of looking at it? And I kind of tend towards the bright side. Like this as an example is, you're working hard. I'm in the office, and you got patients everywhere, and you're busy, and you're giddy up and going, you know, and so are you stressed out right now, or are you pumped up? And it's just how the words that you use in your life that give you one or the other.
And can actually impact not only your conscious mind, but your subconscious mind.
Yeah, and then the superconscious. I like all of that. There's the superconscious, and I love that idea. And that's the energy that just works with you all the time. Your mind's always listening. I mean, it's always, you know, you're tuning in all the time, and when you say things, that puts it out there. And the power of that energy is absolutely incredible. And again, I guess it depends on what kind of experience you want to have for your life. You know, when you wake up, and that was the poem I was going to end with today, was just another great day. And you know, you don't let things like the weather affect you. I've been there before. We were really hoping for a sunny day, and you wanted to go boating, and you had all these people and all these plans, and it was raining. And so, you know, you're a little disappointed. But you know, you have to kind of kick around that and figure out what to do to make that better. But without a doubt, it's just when you wake up and it's Monday. Today's magnificent Monday in my thinking, and magnificent Monday gets you to fabulous Friday, and fabulous Friday gets you to sensational Saturday and super Sunday. And so, you know, it's this game that you play in your mind to just enjoy life. And here's the other cool thing about it is that it's contagious. You know, you turn on the juice, so to speak, and next thing you know, you're attracting that energy into you. So your behavior, that's another one. I like this one. So your behavior is what you do, right? So if you have words that aren't, you know, that aren't good words, your behavior might not be so good, like dishonesty. So this is a good one. Tell the truth is what the teacher said to me. I thought it'd be better if the truth she did not see. So I came up with a story that would sidestep responsibility. I know that I look suspicious, but it had nothing to do with me. I was sticking to my story when she shook her head. It would have been better if you had told the truth. That is what she said. I wanted to believe your story because I trusted you, but now because you were not honest, the trust we had is through. I felt so bad when I realized what it was that I had done. I did not want to be the person that I had now become. That day I learned a lesson about being honest and honesty. From that moment forward, honest is how I would be. So if you flip the book open that day and you landed on the word honesty, that might just guide and direct your day. And what I've experienced is that it's kind of interesting. You might read that word and suddenly, you know, there's a test. It's like it shows up and you go,
right.
Huh. You know,
is that why I opened Rick's book to that page this morning? Is that why?
Oh, that's exactly what you think.
It happens okay, all the time.
Yep,
hey, I got a text message. Jim and Sheboygan and others have asked me this as well. Older folks, not necessarily literate on the computer, being able to go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or whatever to get your book. Is there a way that people can contact you, Rick, reach out to you directly if they want to get a signed copy, for example, of your book? Can they get it directly from you is the question.
Yep, and we talked about that last week as well. My number, my email, you can text me. Texts work great because I don't always recognize a new number. And so if you text me, 810-845-8289, and that would start the communication. Also, there's rickarandall@gmail.com, rickarandall. A, the A is important, rickarandall@gmail.com, and we can certainly take care of that. I have a lot of books right now. I got, 500 plus books, and so this summer we're going to do a little book signing, a couple different things that we're working on. But as far as that goes, yeah, I can definitely send you one and get you a copy. I thank you for even asking. Yeah, it's awesome. Absolutely. I want you to read my book.
So, yeah, yes. Absolutely. And the email again, Rick A. Randall, all one word, lowercase, no dots, @gmail.com.
Yes. And it's okay, R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Yep, very good. All right, I'm going to make this a screenshot, folks. So if you simply want to text me Rick, R-I-C-K, my phone will auto-reply back with a screenshot of his phone number, which, like he said, he prefers to get text messages, as well as his email address. So if you want to get a hold of him, you can do that as well. Rick, final couple of thoughts, couple minutes here before we let you go for this magnificent Monday as you're wrapping up out there in Montana.
So when we started with the coloring book, that was the beginning of the Good Words concept. And again, it was my niece Hannah that was Eric's kind of his test subject was his new daughter Hannah. And so we started putting this together, and by three, age of three, she knew 31 of those words, and persistent was one of them. But then I spoke with a lady who taught younger children, and she said it's amazing what they get in the school. She was 0 to 6 year olds, and she said you expose them to just about anything, and they pick up on that. And so all of us do, babies especially, and you're trying to make an incredible impression on young children and steer their life in the right direction. But it happens with all of us. When you put good words into your life, when you read three pages of that book, Road Trip, it just changes the way your day is going to go. So I'm going to finish with this one last poem. We had three poems today. This is great. So here's how it starts. Another great day. Good morning, sunshine. Hope you slept well last night. Wake up this morning feeling pretty right. Another great day is about to start. A really good breakfast is pretty smart. Attitude is everything. How you think is how it goes. A smile and a greeting. Warm and friendly hellos. Today is the day. A positive attitude creates the magic. Be full of love and a zest for life. I'm feeling ecstatic. So get up and go. Tackle the day. Buckle up for safety, up, up, and away. And then my slogan is think positive and pass it on, pass the positive, have another great day. Bring that energy to wherever you're going, and that energy will just bounce right back at you. So enjoy without a doubt your day. Magnificent Monday's upon us. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to the next time.
Very good, Rick. Hey, a quick text message real quick before I let you go. Rod says, when will Rick be back in town? I need to order another book when he gets back.
I'll be back Thursday night. I'll be back in my office on Friday. So, okay. Hey, Rod, how you doing? So,
yeah.
So Friday's a good time. Yep.
Very sure. Good. Excellent. Well, you finish that lifting out there and get everything in place. And you have a safe trip back, Rick. And we'll let you go. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Very good. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
One thing I want you guys to realize is that the book is available on Amazon.com. It is also available at other book locations, Barnes & Noble, things like that. Also, in addition to the screenshot, if you text me Rick, R-I-C-K, I'll also send you the picture of the cover so you'll know exactly what book it is. You'll be able to recognize it when you go online. It is a true photo of the exact cover, so you know exactly what you're looking for. And again, it's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And if you go into a local bookstore and ask them, hey, do you have this book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success, Rick A. Randall, author? If they don't have it, ask them if they can get it for you. Again, text me Rick. I'll send you the information and a picture of the cover. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.